Hello, everyone. Brett McCray here on the Northern Ag Network with your Wyoming News and Agriculture, visiting with Brett Moline, the Wyoming Farm Bureau Director of Public and Government Affairs. Brett has a legislative update for us today from the Wyoming legislative session. Brett, this is the last week for the legislative session. Tell me what needs to happen for business to get done.
Well, on Thursday, that's the last day for third reading in the second house. So that's the last day that they can take action on a bill. And so any bill that doesn't get through third reading will be dead for the session. You know, they have hopes of adjourning on Friday, the 8th. The big hang-up is the budget. Of course, this is our budget session, a 20-day session, and the budget is the big emphasis of this session. I have heard that the two sides have agreed. The conference committee has agreed on a version of the budget. That will have to now, I believe they're going to start hearing that on Friday morning. And then they'll have to vote to concur. And if they don't concur, they'll have to go back to a conference committee. And the process on that will kind of start all over again.
Your Wyoming News and Agriculture returns after this.
Okay, let me get beyond the weather with you for a second. No matter how good your ranch is, at some point you're going to have a hole in the fence. You can't ignore that hole. It's not going away until you stop and work on it. Well, our minds are a little bit like that fence. If your mind isn't right, then your business, your family, nothing is right. Sometimes the hardest job is just to reach out and talk to someone. But we're used to the hard work, so let's get started. Go to beyondtheweather.com.
Agriculture has been an integral part of every Wyoming community since statehood. For the last century, the Wyoming Farm Bureau Federation has advocated for farmers and ranchers. We are a grassroots membership organization that unites as one voice because we care about your future. Farm Bureau believes in constitutional government, the competitive enterprise system, property rights, and individual freedom. Strengthen your future by joining or renewing your membership today. Agriculture, keeping Wyoming strong.
If you are having an agriculture event, county fair, livestock, or equipment sale, the Wyoming Livestock Roundup is the place to advertise and the best place to find out what's going on around Wyoming and the region. Hi, I'm Dennis Sun, publisher of the Wyoming Livestock Roundup, a weekly ag newspaper. The Roundup has a calendar of events and sales every week to keep you informed. To advertise or receive a subscription, either on the internet or paper, please call 1-800-967-1647.
Talking with Brett Moline, the Wyoming Farm Bureau Director of Public and Government Affairs. He's got an update from the Wyoming legislative session in Cheyenne. This is the last week for the budget session this year in 2024. Brett, my last question for you is, you mentioned that Wyoming's in a pretty good state right now in terms of the budget. Talk about maybe some of the factors that have led to that and maybe some things that could affect it going forward.
In Wyoming, the state government funding, and it's very important in a lot of our counties, but the big horse that we ride on is minerals. The prices have come up. Production has done fairly well. And so right now we are sitting pretty good, but we have a lot of concern. You know, we look at what happened with the Rock Springs Resource Management Plan and some other things that are going to be coming forward. Will we be able to produce minerals? That's our big concern about how Wyoming will be able to collect money and to run the state the way we want to.
Those are comments from Brett Moline with the Wyoming Farm Bureau. I'm Brett McCray, Northern Ag Network.